Hey guys, welcome back to the Road to Madness podcast. I'm Matt Giglio.
I'm Mindong. 71 days until March Madness tips off.
That sounds a little bit better. Yeah, 71 days until March Madness tips off. Very excited. We are back for another episode. One day delayed. We apologize. Had a lot of stuff going on, but we are back. And college basketball, man, continues to roll through. And there's been a lot of very exciting games recently. I'm just very excited. It's a good time for college basketball. College football is kind of dying out. There's only one game left in the season. NFL's churning along. We'll talk about the news from that in a minute briefly. And then NBA is continuing to roll. And, yeah, so it's just been pretty good so far. But college basketball's been very entertaining, man.
Yeah, it's always entertaining. We know that by now. But, obviously, we still have to say and emphasize that it is always entertaining. Lots to catch up on. I'll get started. Obviously, you haven't done an episode since Monday afternoon or midday probably. So still got to cover the one ranked game from Monday. And that is a game I would probably say I called and the game you guys will play on. Rutgers upsets the number one team in the nation. Purdue 65-64. Cam Spencer onions. Watch the replay if you haven't. Go to Tuesday now. Oh, sorry. My thing is loading. Number three, Kansas defeats Texas Tech 75-72. Great game start to finish. And obviously, Kansas looks the part. Tennessee absolutely dismantles Mississippi State 87-53. Kansas State upsets your favorite team. Number six, Texas. We got a lot of breaking news and the AP poll to cover as well. We'll do that after this. But, yeah, Kansas State defeats Texas 116-103. What a high-scoring game. Number seven, Alabama defeats Ole Miss 84-62. Pittsburgh, how about those guys, man? 4-0 in the ACC. Upsets number 11 ranked Virginia 68-65. They're first in the ACC along with another team. We didn't think it was going to be first, and that's your school, the Clemson Tigers. What do you think about that?
Yeah, baby. Great win yesterday. We beat Virginia Tech on the road, a team that was previously ranked in the top 25. So, yeah, man, I'm very excited. I think that this team is back to where we expected them to be 2 years ago when they made the tournament. Obviously lost Rutgers in the first round, but last year was a down year. But when everyone's healthy, I think this Clemson team is very good. And I definitely underlook them this year. I think they're – looking a lot better. Still a lot of good teams left to be played for them in ACC play, but I'm very excited. And I know Duke's coming around the corner within the next month or so. I'm going to be trying to go to that game. I've had physics exams during the last UNC and Duke games, so if I don't go this one, I'm throwing hands with the physics department at Clemson, but I think I should be going because I don't have to take physics this year.
Yes, sir. I'm not a big fan of physics either. Shout out to my high school physics teacher, but yeah, I failed that class.
Well, you didn't have to say that, but you did anyway, so that's on you.
I'm not going to lie. Ms. Parker, if you're listening, I know you ask how the podcast. We're doing well. If it weren't for the COVID online classes, I probably would have failed.
You're just coming at yourself at this point. In the video if for those of you that are watching the video version, but
maybe we'll send that clip over to you. We'll see. But yeah, continue with Tuesday. Number 14 Wisconsin narrowly beats Minnesota at home 63-60, and there's no more undefeated teams remaining as Fresno State upsets number 21 team, New Mexico Lobos, 71-67. On to Wednesday now. UConn loses to Providence. Obviously, UConn, number four ranked team in the country. Lost to Providence convincingly, 73-61. I know we were going to go, but some stuff. We unfortunately did not get any tickets. So, yeah, we didn't go. The number 12 team, Miami, they lose in Atlanta to Georgia Tech, 76-70. Arkansas defeats Missouri, 74-68. Missouri looked like they were in control for most of the game, and Arkansas second half turned up. Probably the most surprising result, we'd say.
Yeah.
The number 16 team in the nation, Duke, they lose by 24 to NC State, 84 to 60. NC State all of a sudden back in the tournament picture. Thought they'd played well non-conference, and now they're now 2-3 in the ACC. Game of the past couple of days, I'd say. That's my opinion. But number 17 TCU defeats number 19 Baylor, 88-87. Chuck O'Bannon with the game winner in the short corner, and Mike Miles Jr. showing why I picked him for Player of the Year with a winning award. Yeah. Georgia, they defeat number 22 Auburn, 76-64. Mike White doing a fantastic job there. Georgia looks like they're going to be in the tournament for the first time in a while, knock on wood. A newly ranked top 25 team, that would be finally number 23, the College of Charleston. They defeat North Carolina A&T, 92-79. And number 25, Iowa State, escapes Norman, defeating Oklahoma, 63-60. On to Thursday, the ones that have finished already. We'll go with number one, Purdue. Narrowly escapes just hours ago. Number 24, Ohio State. Fletcher Lawyer, I believe, hit the game-winning three, right?
Yep, that's correct.
And none other than the Houston bullying of the team in American, defeating SMU by 87-53. Other ranked teams ongoing right now. Iowa and number 15, Indiana. There's about a minute and a half left. Iowa is up by two as we speak.
Out of nowhere. That's out of nowhere.
That is out of nowhere. Number 10, UCLA. They're up 7 to USC. USC is chipping away at this lead. They were down 18 at half. I was watching this game before we caught on here. Man, USC is really chipping away. Number 5, Arizona, down early to Washington, and San Francisco up to beating Gonzaga right now. Obviously, it's kind of early. They're up 8 now 5, but it's going to keep updating. But, yeah, what are your thoughts on the past 4 days?
Yeah, and one other game you didn't mention because it was a blowout. Number 2, Houston, destroyed SMU 87. No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. I said they bullied them. I said,
oh, I didn't.
Bullying another team.
I'm sorry. I zoned out, I guess. But yeah, man, a lot of great games. Don't shake your head at me. You messed up earlier. Don't shake your head at me. But yeah, a lot of good games these past couple days. And we've just kind of been sitting back and watching them because, I mean, there's been a lot of exciting games, even without the top 25 teams. I mean, you look at some other games around the league, and they've been pretty exciting. So very happy, very content with all this stuff going on. This Indiana-Iowa game, we'll probably finish as we finish this episode up. So we'll probably let you know what the final on that one is live. So we'll be checking that out. But, yeah, a lot of shakeups within the top 25. Obviously, the new AP poll came out on Monday. We posted that on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok. So hopefully you guys all saw that, and I gave my reactions on that. But yeah, as soon as you know it, poof, 2 days go by, 3 days go by, and nothing's going to be the same. Baylor might not see a number next to their name come Monday. They now are 10-4 in the year, 0-2 to start Big 12 playoff. Is not where you want to be, but TCU looks good, and I'll give you credit to you for being high on TCU. They look pretty good now when they're fully healthy, like you've been saying, so shout out to you. But yeah, Auburn, another team that might not see a number next to their name. Georgia, kind of sneaky good team. I mean, their non-con wasn't the best, but this was also their first SEC game. But right now, I think Georgia has a good chance at cracking into the March Madness tournament, and it's a very quick turnaround for them. So I'm very impressed with what they've been doing. I mean, but yeah, man, it's been good. I mean, just kind of sitting back and watching, it's been very fun. So I don't know. I'm just happy, man. College basketball's looking really good. Shout out UMass, by the way. They took down, that's what I'm wearing today, they took down St. Louis, which was kind of surprising if you ask me, but they tend kind of all mixed and matched all over the place at this point, so I'm not too surprised. But yeah, shout out Clemson once again. 12-3 in the year, 4-0 in ACC play. Shout out Pitt. I think that Pitt game was a very big one for them, and another team that has quickly turned things around, Pitt. This team last year was very piss poor. I don't know if I should say that, but I wouldn't say that. But we might have to cut that out. But I mean, I think Pitt wasn't very good last year, but now they're looking like they could be in the tournament. 11-4, 4-0 at home, just to kind of Virginia. They look good, man. So yeah, I'm just very happy all in all. I think it's been going very well so far in the college basketball world. And we still got 2 more months till March. So a lot more is going to happen within these next 2 months.
Yeah. Shout out TCU repping the purple shirt today for them. Yeah. And the last piece of breaking news, obviously, Texas has fired head coach Chris Beard. We know what's happened at this point. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I can't say I'm surprised. I mean, they just kind of waited it out for a while. This happened back in December 12th, I think it was. But they've been waiting it out since then. The interim head coach is Rice's former head coach. I don't remember his name. Rodney something. I don't remember his last name. But yeah, I mean, not surprised. It's unfortunate to see a very good and well-respected coach. It happened to it. I mean, we don't know the full details. We're not going to get into the full details, but it's disappointing, I'd say. And I mean, will he ever get a job again? Probably not. But I mean, I don't know. We'll see what happens. But yeah, disappointing. But I think Texas will be okay with their interim. I know they just got smoked against Kansas State, but it's early. I think they'll be all right in the long run, but we'll see.
Yeah, I think they'll be all right as well. Obviously, more reports have came out that his wife was saying like some other stuff. We won't get
Yeah,
detail, but yeah.
it's very confusing with all the stories. I mean, originally we thought it was set in stone, but other stuff came out. It's been very confusing, but regardless, we won't really get into that topic. But looking around the league, let's go over some of the best win streaks right now in college basketball. As you know, Charleston obviously in first. Their win streak is ginormous. I think it's how many games is it? 14 games, I believe it is. Guess who else in that conference is sneakily 13-3? Can you guess who? After you yawn?
The Colonial Conference.
Yeah, who is it?
It's not Townsend. It is. Huh. Let me take a guess here. I don't think it's Hofstra. I don't think
It's
it's
not.
Townsend. It could be Delaware. I'm going with Delaware.
Nope. It is UNC Wilmington. 13-3 now, 12-game win streak, 3-0 alongside Charleston in conference play. Stony Brook, 2-0 in conference play. They're looking pretty good so far in the Colonial. But obviously, another team we need to talk about in the conference is the Conference USA. What a terrific game there was today. FAU and UAB both battled it out. Both of these teams are looking phenomenal right now, and FAU takes down UAB, and that's going to be a big game down the stretch of things for a Colonial Conference. And sophomore Jahnel Davis came off the bench and he scored 36 points. His career high before that was 18, and he scored 36 in probably one of the biggest games in FAU history. Would you go to that extent so far?
I mean, it was
In the
a very
past
good,
five years?
probably it was a very good game. They really did have a tournament resume in the non-conference. I mean, they beat Florida, they came close to beating Ole Miss, and man, they've looked good this whole year so far. And I think that's going to be a quad one win. I think it's definitely going to be a quad one win, and it's definitely going to boost their resume a lot.
Definitely. And right now they're in first place at 3-0 in Conference USA. UAB is right behind them at 3-1. North Texas is third, but I don't know if they finished up yet. They were playing Western Kentucky as we spoke earlier. That game did go final. Let's see who
Yeah.
won. North
North
Texas did end
Texas.
up winning that game. So they're now 3-1 in conference play as well. But yeah, man, there's just a lot of stuff to unpack. It's kind of like not disappointing, but unfortunate because like there's just so much to unpack in each day where we only have a 40-minute episode. We can't really unpack at all, which is disappointing. That's why I wish some of these were episodes were longer. But I mean, in the long run, it does make sense for the episodes to be a little bit shorter because no one's gonna watch an hour episode. We've tried that. We've done that before, and we realized it's not really working. So yeah, it's kind of good that we shorten it up, but it gives us less to talk about because there's a lot to unpack. Let's also look at the Mountain West and how that's looking out because I think the Mountain West has been one of the most diverse conferences so far this year. Currently, Nevada is in first place, 3-0 in the Mountain West, 13-3 on the year, 5-game win streak. Utah State, 2-0 in Mountain West play. San Diego State, another team that once again hasn't been talked about in a while. They're also 2-0. And Fresno State is now 2-1. New Mexico is now 2-1. San Jose State, one of the biggest turnarounds from last year as well, is 2-1. And I'd say the top three of the top four teams that were expected to be in this Mountain West race, UNLV, Wyoming, Boise State, and even Colorado State, are all in the bottom half of the Mountain West right now. I know it's only three games through for most teams except Boise State and UNLV and Wyoming and a couple other teams. But what are your thoughts so far on the Mountain West?
Yeah, very fun conference to watch. I know sometimes I have to stay up late just to watch it. I'm okay with staying up late to watch it. But, yeah, teams that we thought were going to be good just haven't met expectations. First example, Wyoming, probably the biggest surprise team of the year, in my opinion. And, yeah, I just think I think San Diego State will run the league still. But, obviously, beginning first three games for most teams, I think it's been an even even league, and I think it's going to be a multi-bid conference.
Definitely agree. I really do love the Mountain West. I think it's one of the better conferences, not Power 5, in all of college basketball, without a doubt. But, yeah, I mean, just looking around the league conferences, there's a lot of good stuff going on. And another conference I want to quickly shout out, the WAC. I haven't really talked about the WAC in a while. The WAC is a lot different than what we expected coming into this conference play, as there are two teams 3-0, two teams 2-0, two teams 2-1. There's three teams 0-3, and there's a lot of good diversity in the WAC. Can you guess who the top two teams are right now in the WAC at 3-0?
I guess Sam Houston State.
Nope. They're 1-2 in conference play.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I know.
It's not very surprised. I know Southern Utah lost today. Give me one moment. I gotta think. I'm gonna guess Tarleton.
Tarleton's 2-1, so they're up top, but not the top.
All right, I give up.
The first place team is Utah Valley and Stephen F. Austin. Utah Valley's on a 9-game win streak, and I'm very impressed because it's considering they lost Hardazi Mock this offseason. And then the 2-0 teams are Grand Canyon and Seattle. And, yeah, Sam Houston State's 1-2, which I was surprised about. I thought they were going to be one of the top teams. And the team that's been running the conference for a while, New Mexico State, 0-3 in conference play. So, yeah, the WAC's something to watch out for. But, yeah, man, I think that's all we got for – recap. Let's talk about some games that are coming up tomorrow. And do you want to do the weekend slate as well? Or what are you thinking?
Yeah, we might as well do the weekend slate and then reset on Monday. Top performer, I think, easily will be Marquise Noel of Kansas State.
Yeah.
36 points, 9 assists. Absolutely masterclass performance from him. Obviously, Kansas State just absolutely shredded the Texas defense. Scored 116 points. And shout out to head coach Jerome Tang making almost the morning after. That was a funny tweet.
Yeah, that was funny. Yeah, shout out to him. And a little bit of breaking news. Not breaking news, but we're looking at this Indiana-Iowa game. It is a three-point game with 8 seconds left. Iowa just fouled up three. Very smart, Iowa. Very smart. There's still 8 seconds left, but Indiana will have two free throws down three. So we'll update you on the final in that game. And USC is now down 1 point to UCLA. They have stormed back. They're up 29-12 this half. There is 2 minutes left in that game. So that game is going to come down to the wire. And this Indiana-Iowa game will also come down to the wire. I keep saying Utah because I keep seeing Utah under Iowa. But Indiana's made their first free throw. Regardless, let us talk about Friday's slate. As I assume there's not many games, and I would be correct. There are not many games at all on Friday's slate.
I see two good games.
Where?
I'll go first. Penn and Cornell.
Okay, that's what I was talking.
Two yeah. of the top two of the front runners, I say, of this Ivy League. Obviously very competitive with Yale in a mix too. Princeton's also has a good record. Penn has kind of fallen off a bit due to injuries in the non-con, but they're fully healthy once again. Cornell, you know how their season's going there. They've been competitive all games. Who you got in this one?
Yeah, man. Cornell's kind of a sneaky good team this year. I was very surprised. 11-3 record thus far. You'd expect Penn, Yale, and Harvard and Princeton to be the top four, but Cornell is making a very big splash so far this year. So I'm still going to pick Penn. I think Jordan Bingle is going to be the best player on the court, without a doubt. He's top five still in points per game. I think he's going to have to carry them to win this game. So I think he will. Even though it is in Ithaca, I think I'm going to go Penn.
Yeah, same here. I was going to go Penn as well. Penn's not favored. And I was looking at this over-underline. It's 155.5.
Yeah, that's a lot. Which is, that's wow. a lot.
But, yeah, for our picks tomorrow, please follow Dirty Water Wagers on TikTok. Rip RTM Bets, we've merged with Dirty Water Wagers once again.
Yeah.
So make sure you follow my bets today on that TikTok. I went 1-1. South Dakota State, man. You got to figure it out. But I know you don't see any other games.
No, ahead. I see one.
All right.
Let's do this MAC game. As MAC play is starting up, I believe every team has played one game thus far, but two interesting teams that are looking pretty solid so far. Akron, a team who has been consistently pretty good in the MAC the past couple of years, I should say. And Ball State is surprisingly 10-4 so far. They have won their first MAC game. Ball State's favored to win this game at home against Akron. Who do you have winning this game?
Yeah, Ball State's been a very huge surprise. I think they're a very good team this year. Obviously, new coach and system, but he returned most of the guys. I know Peyton Starks is their big man. He's really good. Akron, they didn't have Xavier Castaneda last game, which makes it very interesting. I'm not sure if he's playing this game.
Yeah, so that's probably why.
I'm going to take the safe pick. I'm going to take Ball State.
Yeah, that's probably why the Lions like that, because I think Akron's the better team with Castaneda plays. But if he's not playing, I think Ball State will win this game. So let's assume he's not. So I'll go Ball State as well.
Yeah, and we'll go to Saturday. That last game, it does not justify. justify.
What, the last game on Friday?
Yeah.
I was going to skip over that anyways.
Good. Super Saturday, of course, we know what Saturday brings to college basketball. Start off with this game, Notre Dame, UNC. Two teams all of a sudden in the bubble. Who you got?
11:30 a.m. tip. I'm very surprised why it's so early. Regardless, Notre Dame has not looked good. They have been on a very big skid, 0-4 in ACC play, 8-7 on the year. A team that made the tournament last year, they're not looking too good. UNC by no means is looking that good either, but I think UNC should win this game.
Yeah, I think UNC should win this game pretty easily.
12 o'clock, another big game for the Big East as Creighton starting to turn things around as they are fully healthy now with Cockburner back, 3-1 in Big East play. They play UConn, who is now 14-2. 3-2 in Big East play. One of these teams needs to win badly, I think, because I'd say UConn's on their skid now, quote-unquote, losing two games in the past couple of days. But Creighton is starting to find their groove after losing in a big skid earlier this year. Who do you win in this game?
Who do you think I have winning this game?
I know who you have. You have Creighton.
Yeah, of course I have Creighton.
Of course you do. I'm going to be going with UConn. Sorry.
Crazy, man. Oh, you're crazy. All right.
How am I crazy for the number four team in the nation?
Creighton's healthy, man.
So what?
They're easily a top five team when I'm healthy. Same with TCU. I've been saying this.
Doesn't matter. They have six losses. I don't All care. Right. You gotta still win games without your top
four. Right, but top you got it. TCU, you don't even have much respect on TCU until they
yes,
beat
I do. Them.
They lost to Northwestern State. You're like, oh, they suck. No, they didn't. They
Whoa,
didn't have their best player.
I never said they sucked. What are you talking about? I said they're fraudulent, but now they're starting to earn my respect.
Same with
Creighton. Okay, we'll see.
All right, but yeah, a team that's definitely better than Creighton. I mean, better than The team that's definitely that Creighton is definitely better than now is number six Texas. They travel, still wanted to take on Oklahoma State.
How
Who
do
you
you
doing that
figure?
one?
How do you figure? I don't understand how you figure. But this is a tough game for Texas. Stillwater has always been a tough place to play. I'm still going to take Texas, though. I think that their defense was lackluster last game, especially at home. They'll clean it up. I think they got this one.
Yeah, I think Texas got this one too.
Next game up, SEC game. Missouri, will they stay ranked? Probably not, but they do host Vanderbilt. Who do you win in this game?
I think they'll stay ranked. Yeah,
Think so?
I got Missouri.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they probably should. I mean, Arkansas was 13th. I guess that's a good loss. I'll pick Missouri as well.
And a team that will be ranked for sure.
For sure.
Providence hosts St. John's. Maybe we'll go to this game, but PC games are expensive now. So who you got in this one?
Yeah, I'm going Providence. St. John's has not looked good. 1-4 in Big East play. Mike Anderson's seat is getting hotter as we speak.
Yeah, and I'm really rooting for St. John's. I've been rooting for them for a long time, but yeah, Providence.
Next game up, an A-10 game as 2-1 Davidson takes on VCU. Should be a good game for the A-10. Who do you got?
VCU.
I got VCU as well.
And Bama hosts Kentucky. Kentucky unranked. Who you got?
I'm going with Bama at home.
I am as well. I know Calipari's going with a six-man rotation now.
Yeah.
And, man, I think four guys played all 40 minutes in their last game, and they won. So that's pretty ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. I've never seen a bench that short. But we'll see if it works against Alabama, who's a very good team that could pay you for that. Next up, 1:30, Big Ten game. Illinois is 0-3 in Big Ten play, which is very surprising. Wisconsin is 3-0 on the flip side. They're looking pretty good. This game is in Champaign, though. Who do you got?
Yeah, I'm going to go Illinois at home here. I think they're a very good team.
Absolutely not. I'm going Wisconsin.
And you skipped the game. That would be BC hosting number 16 Duke. Duke obviously coming into this game after a poor loss. Who you got in this one?
Oh, sorry. You favored BC. I don't know why. I'm still on your ESPN account, by the way, on my computer. That's because BC and Tennessee go to the top. So I forgot to look back up there. But yes, I'm going to be going with Duke. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if BC kept this game close at this point. But yeah, I'm going to go with Duke still.
I'm going to go with BC.
That's crazy. I mean, I know Duke just got smacked, but that's crazy.
I'm going to go with BC.
All right, we'll see how that goes. Next up, this is a big game for the Big 12. I'm very excited for this one. It is Iowa State, number 25, going to Fort Worth, Texas to take on number 17, TCU. Both these teams 2-0, Big 12 play. Who do you got going to 3-0?
TCU.
I'll go TCU because they're home. If it was in Hilton, I'd go Iowa State.
Yeah, I would too. I'll be honest with you, but yeah, due to time constraints, we'll go all the way down to 2:30. Michigan versus Michigan State in a rivalry matchup. Who you got in that one?
Yeah, both these teams not where we expect them to be in terms of historic dominance. I'm going with Sparty at home.
I am as well.
And let's go to 3:30. Tennessee number 8 goes to South Carolina. Who do you got?
Tennessee here in an easy one.
I do as well. South Carolina is not very good.
And we'll go to 4 o'clock for the two first place teams. Only one will stay undefeated. And this is for first place in the ACC. That will be Clemson going to Pittsburgh.
Man.
On that one.
I wish this game was at home, but it is in Pitt. Pitt's a tough place to play. I can't even lie. But I'm still going to go Clemson. I think it'll be a very close game, though. Should be a good one.
I'll go Clemson for you.
Thank you. And we'll stay at 4. Nevada 3-0 goes to San Jose State to take on San Jose State. Who do you got?
I think Nevada goes to 4-0 in conference play.
Give me an upset. I'm going San Jose State win this game.
Interesting. And 4:30, we got number 18 Xavier going to Villanova. Who you got in that one?
Yeah, Villanova's not the same team. I'm going Xavier. They look really good.
Yeah, Xavier looks really good. I'm happy for Sean Miller. He's finally got a job again. He definitely deserves another job, and he's earned it. And Xavier's, I think, a dark horse heading into March.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Sorry, I agree. But 5 o'clock, number 5, Arizona takes on Washington State. What do you got?
Arizona by a lot.
I agree, Arizona.
And number 11 hosts Syracuse. Who you got? Number 11, Virginia hosts Syracuse. Who you got there?
I think Syracuse can keep this game close. Syracuse is finding ways to win in the ACC thus far, 3-1. I think they keep this game close, but this game is in Charlottesville, so I'm going to go with Virginia.
Yep, same here.
Number 23, Charleston, continues to stay hot as they host Delaware. What do you got?
Charleston, I think they're the hottest team in the nation right now.
They gotta be. I'm going Charleston as well.
Uh-huh. And number 3, Kansas takes on West Virginia. Who you got in that one?
I'm going Kansas. Morgantown's a tough place to play, but West Virginia's 0-2 in Big 12 play.
Definitely agree with you. Gotta go Kansas.
Big game here for the Big 12 as well. Kansas State, they are 13-1, 2-0 in Big 12 play. Goes to number 19, Baylor, hanging on by a thread. Probably wants to get number next to their name come Monday. Who do you got?
I'm going to go Kansas State.
And Waco is tough. I think Kansas State is going to win this one, considering they just won in Austin, Texas.
Mm-hmm. And we'll go to 7. We'll go Oklahoma and Texas Tech. Who you got in that one?
Yeah, I'm going with Texas Tech. Both these teams are kind of shaky. Oklahoma's played some close games. I'm going to go with Tech, though, at home.
Yeah, I am as well. I think both teams will still make the tournament just because they're in the Big 12. But obviously, this is a quad one game.
I would agree with that. And we go to 8:30 now. SEC matchup. Number 13, Arkansas goes to number 22, Auburn. Who do you got winning this game?
I'm going to go Arkansas here. Auburn is.
You stuttered so bad. Sorry.
This is a really goofy episode from me. But yeah. Auburn is fraudulent, in my opinion. They're the most fraudulent team, I think, in college basketball. I don't know how they were ranked as high as, what, 12, 11? I don't even know. But
they were high,
ranked really high when they played all – they didn't even play anybody in a non-con. So, yeah, Arkansas here.
I agree. I have Arkansas. I definitely agree with that statement.
Uh-huh. And New Mexico hosts UNLV. All of a sudden, New Mexico is not going to see a number next to his name. Think UNLV will give them a second straight loss?
Nah, this game's in the pit. New Mexico's winning this game.
Yeah, I think so too. That backcourt of House and Mashburn, I think, still elite.
Yes. Even though they sold the other day, but yes, I agree. Number 9, Gonzaga goes to Santa Clara. Who do you got winning this game?
I'm going to go Gonzaga.
I'm going to go Gonzaga as well, but Santa Clara can keep this game close. We'll see how that goes.
Mm-hmm. Go to Sunday. Some action on Sunday as well. 15, Indiana takes on Northwestern. Who you got on that one?
I got Indiana. Indiana just lost to Iowa. That game is final. Iowa won 91-89. So Indiana might drop, but I'm still going to go Indiana.
Same here.
Let's go with number 24, Ohio State, going to Maryland. Ohio State just lost to Purdue. Do you think they bounce back?
No, not in Maryland.
Not I agree.
Yosemite Center. Yeah. But Maryland's offense has looked very poor in the Big Ten.
It has. They got
I was looking at the stat, too. I think they're 313th in offense since Big Ten play has started. So, yeah, their offense in shambles right now. But I think they'll figure it out at home. Every Big Ten team figures it out at home.
Definitely agree. I definitely agree. But not too many more games. I'll let you get the next one.
Yeah. Next up, number 2, Houston at Cincy. Who you got in that one?
Tough game, man. Cincy's pretty good. Cincy's found their way, and they're at home. I wouldn't be surprised if Cincy won this game, but I'm still going to go Houston. You can't go against them.
Well, I'm going to in this one. I'm going to go Cincy.
Okay. I know you. You like Cincy, so that makes sense for me. And the final game of Sunday's slate, number 1 Purdue goes to Penn State to take on, obviously, the Nittany Lions. Who do you got?
Yeah, I know Purdue escaped Ohio State in this one. I'm going to go Penn State here. I really like them this year. I think Micah Shrewsbury is doing a fantastic job there. Jalen Pickett having an All-American season. And I think Penn State pulls off this one as well.
Yeah. If they can contain Zach Edey, they got a shot. I don't know how they're going to do that, though, but we'll see. I'm going to go Purdue, but I think Penn State can keep this game close. But, yeah, that is all we got. And one game did go final. Number 10, UCLA survives his very good comeback from USC. 60-58 was the final for that one. And then two games going on right now we got to cover. Arizona, number 5, is down by 9 to Washington, still midway through the first. And a big stat line here. San Francisco up 12 with 5 minutes to go in the first. A lot of good stuff going on. What are your thoughts on these four games that have concluded and going on?
Yeah, we have less than a minute, but I'll go
I know.
with the two games that did finish. Iowa, what a surprise that was! Like you said, down in the dumps last season, not so fast, and yeah, good win for UCLA. Not surprised they won this one.
Me either. But yeah, sorry we talked so much about the recap. That kind of caused us to forget where we were going with this episode. But hey, college basketball is buzzing. So I hope everyone's watching on a very, very good Saturday slate. But that is all we got for today's episode. Thank you guys for tuning in. As always, it's always March, baby.
It's always March, baby. Thank you guys for tuning in.